Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Now, one of the beautiful things about my job, which I thoroughly enjoy actually, is having the opportunity to interact and engage on topical and tangible aspects of the world of business. And for many of us, we all have bank accounts with any institution, but what's intriguing is to witness the shift in the culture of banking and the services that banks offer. I recently discussed this with one of my colleagues, Uskumbuzo, on the Drive Show, when we were discussing the theme around banks. And one particular bank caught our attention in terms of interest, and Uskumbuzo had a few critical questions about Discovery Bank. Let's take a quick listen to this clip.
Talking about my ATMs, I've never seen a Discovery Bank.
There isn't one.
There is no Discovery ATM. I've never seen any of it.
And I think it does speak to the kind of target market that they're trying to get to. They do say that everything is literally digital. So for any kind of communication, in my experience, you actually have to go call the call center. And even that sometimes can be a bit of a mission, depending on the level of activity or communication you want. But it's... No. And I try to experience all banks. Time Bank works in a similar manner, but at least you have the option of the kiosk to actually open up the account and
get
the
card.
Yeah.
Where do you go if no one is answering the phone and there's money there? You understand what I'm saying?
I get you.
So you know if there's something wrong with your card, you go straight to a branch.
Do prioritize having some kind of ongoing communication through their chat services, email,
just
as well
get
as
them and have a seat
emails
with them. Maybe they'll give us a better and a deeper understanding on why not invest or maybe have any ATMs out there.
So we did exactly that, right? Uskumbuzo, as you know, is a good colleague and friend of mine and a big brother, as I typically refer to him as. And he said, get them. Let's sit down with them. And the team, fantastic team at Discovery Bank, has made this possible this evening as we now speak to Hilton Kalner, the CEO of Discovery Bank. Mr. Kalner, such a pleasure to touch base with you again.
Such a pleasure to be on the show. Listening to that clip again, I'm smiling.
It really was a great
interaction.
Thank you there, Hilton. And I've interacted with Discovery Bank quite a bit. We've spoken to you on results. I've interacted with your app and your platform, understand your service offerings. But I guess the one question that many of my colleagues and counterparts still ask, primarily because we perhaps used to a culture of interacting with people, is why is there no Discovery Bank ATM or branch? How do we live in this digital world? So maybe unpack this digital strategy for us a little better.
So I think your kind of framing of it is right, is that the world is more and more digital. So what we see is that our clients actually less and less have a need for cash. And I think that the app is designed to be able to handle virtually anything for our clients. And today with instant payments on PayShap and real-time payments, you know, you can pay somebody instantaneously, and at really very, very low cost. So if you think about it, the kind of the security risk of carrying cash and withdrawing cash and the cost of managing cash is quickly disappearing from the system. And ultimately, that's borne by consumers. So it's a really good thing. Having said that, if any of our clients do need to withdraw cash or deposit cash, we've got a lot of different channels for that as well. So, you know, our clients can use any ATMs in the country, for example. Mm-hmm. And depending on the bank account that they have, often those transactions are free. So in fact, you know, it's not a case of wanting to access necessarily a Discovery Bank ATM. Every ATM is accessible for a Discovery Bank client, mm-hmm. And at a very, very low cost. And so we've kind of leveraged the infrastructure across the country. But what we find is that more and more our clients have just got a much more kind of digital economy that they're working in. And that applies across the board. So you'll find that with the emergence of really convenient devices like Yoko's, you'll find that people are accepting either tap and go cards or virtual cards using your phone. So I find on a personal level, I can go days, weeks, months without actually even using a physical card. You know, that you're literally just using your phone. And convenience is amazing.
100%. I can completely relate. There are times when I've actually been caught off guard having to pay for parking using cash as the machines might not be updated, and then I'm stuck because I'm used to tapping and going as I move along using the NFC technology on one's phone. Another thing that I do want to bring to the fore, typically when it comes to our money and money in our bank accounts, is the sense of security that we desire. And perhaps when there's confusion or things going wrong or wanting to access new products, as my colleague Skumbuzo mentioned, we want to talk to someone and we're so desperate for it because perhaps it might provide us with an extra layer of comfort or security. But help us understand how you allow for interaction on your digital platforms, given that you do have a smart vault, smart search, live assist is what I see as well. So help us contextualize the level of assistance despite it being digital.
You are 100% right that sometimes you just need to understand and get comfort with your finances. And so, you know, the way that we've really thought about it is that the app is incredibly secure, often with Face ID as well as password protection and 2- and 3-factor authentication, so to your device and your own password and biometrics. So it's really, really secure, and you can do most things on the app. But we've got a call center that is really manned by a group of bankers. Every single one of them has a tertiary qualification, so really highly qualified bankers that operates 24/7, 365 for every single one of our clients. So no matter what account you have with Discovery Bank, you've got access to our call center 24 hours a day, qualified bankers that are available for any questions. And we've had to develop technology that really assists our clients. So you spoke about one called Live Assist.
Mm-hmm.
Live Assist is phenomenal in the sense that what it allows our bankers to do with your consent, so you actually give consent in real time on the call, to actually see the screen that you're looking at as a client on your phone. So our call center agent, our banker, can see on their screen in our call center exactly what you see on your mobile phone in the bank app. And they can guide you with a virtual laser pointer on your screen to show you exactly where to go to find exactly what you need in the bank app. And if it's to make a payment, a real-time payment, they can actually guide you through that process with all of your confidential information or personal information masked. So if you get messages while they're on the call to you, those are actually blanked out.
Mm-hmm.
And all of your passwords are completely masked as well. So your confidentiality and your security and your privacy is completely guaranteed. But we've had to develop tools that allow them to guide you as if they were literally sitting next to you at home.
Sure.
And guiding you through the process on your phone to make sure that you can use the app perfectly. And what's amazing is that a lot of the interactions that we have with our clients are outside of business hours. So they're late at night, they're on the weekend, they're when it suits our clients. So, you know, I think the perception that a branch is more convenient is often simply a myth, because, you know, the hours are limited and transport costs are substantial. So getting to the branch and actually taking the time out is very expensive. So all of our transactions, our app and our call center are all zero rated and toll free. So all of the interactions are very low cost for our clients and available at any time that's convenient to them. And we take pride in the fact that our call center has been rated the best out of all banks in the country for service in the Ask Africa Orange Index. So our bankers are really, really kind of focused on delivering brilliant service. They're highly knowledgeable, and they're a fantastic kind of extension of the bank and the brand.
Mm.
And our clients are really utilizing that.
Definitely. I do see that there are you know, a plethora of options that are available for many South Africans when it comes to working with your bank. There are a few questions that have come through from some of our colleagues and counterparts on social media in terms of the bank. And there's one that asks, this actually might lead to increased deposits into the app. The question asks, when can we play the lotto on the Discovery app? Seriously, though, we need one or two branches with ATMs. Maybe at the airports. Some of us are still old school. Last lastly, try updating the cards. And they mention outshining some of your peers. But I guess lots said in a jest there, but perhaps it does speak to some of the nuances and needs of your clients. But are these innovations that we will see soon in terms of new product solutions like playing lotto or money transfers? I know home loans is in particular a new product offering that has come on board.
So we've just launched home loans. We've got. We also launched recently revolving credit facilities, which are pretty substantial facilities of 20,000 rand and up that our clients can access. Very, very flexible facilities, and we've got a whole host of value-added services in the app now. So a number of different vouchers that our clients can use, whether it's for data or airtime. All the way through to vouchers for Spotify and streaming services, as well as some of the sort of the aggregated vouchers like Flash, OTT, that can then be used in a number of different partners. So you know, it's fully digital, and clients can go on and they'll get a digital voucher that they can then use, and it does cater for other services like a lotto, but we haven't embedded lotto itself. Mm-hmm. In the app just yet. I think our focus is very much on financial health and well-being, and so I think it's a little bit of a stretch, but I do acknowledge that there are a lot of people that enjoy it, and for them it's also about entertainment, and so I think it's a great point.
Got you. But shared value certainly is one of the aspects that does underpin Discovery's access in the market. There is one question that I have from one of our colleagues, Kate Nokwe, who says she's been trying to get a hold of someone from Discovery Bank, second month of unauthorized debit orders and Dololo Avenue to get a hold of them. She says she's tired. So I'm assuming, as you say, there are alternative ways. Are there ways of escalating these kind of concerns, Hilton? I'll tell you what, we'll get back to Hilton in just a moment to address that question. But many of you interacting with the conversation we're having with the Discovery Bank, and it's really about understanding their model. And of course, it's specific strategies and nuances that are specific to this institution that will be different from other banks. And like we are fortunate enough to have in South Africa, there's a wide variety of banks. But when choosing this particular option, it's about understanding how it does play to your needs, but also the services that they can provide for you. We've got Hilton back on the line there. Apologies, the line did cut very briefly on our end. Hilton Kalner is the CEO of Discovery Bank. I guess this one ties back to one of those concerns that we heard earlier on, Hilton. A quick tweet from one of our colleagues, Kate Nock, was saying she's been trying to get a hold of someone from Discovery Bank to assist with 2 months of unauthorized debit orders. You have touched on some solutions there, but are there alternative means to actually escalate some of these challenges that some customers might have?
Yeah, so I think, obviously social media is a channel that a lot of our clients do use. So we'll pick that up directly off of your channels. We monitor all of the platforms. And so, clients, whether they're on X, Facebook, mm-hmm. we'll be able to access our call center, our bankers and our service agents. We've got escalation channels, but our call center for that would be ordinarily the primary channel, and I'd like to get the details afterwards just to follow up on that, because it's a fairly common query and something that can be resolved in minutes by one of our bankers.
Fantastic. To close off with, I can't let you go without at least helping us understand, as you've mentioned, you've been voted number one for customer satisfaction, client experience within the wide variety of awards that are available in South Africa's banking environment. But you've also had new product offerings like home loans, and interest rates have been sticky and high. Inflation has been a threat. South Africans are in the market to buy property, but I'm noticing a lot more being slightly cautious in the environment. But how has the home loan access and opportunity been performing so far since its launch?
So the response has been overwhelming. I think, as you say, interest rates have been at historic high levels, and so the home loan that we've launched is a value home loan, very much along the lines of our philosophy that if clients manage their money well, then we're able to share value back with them, present a lower risk to. And our home, and they enable our clients to save up to 2% off their contracted rate, And so in an environment of high interest rates, you know, that can translate into a significant saving. So we've seen significant interest in the home loans, and we've started onboarding our first clients, and we have a significant number in the pipeline already that are going through the registration process. So it's available directly through the bank app, and it's just been really, really well received. And I think it's a sign of exactly what you say. People are looking for really kind of good solutions in a space that is so critical to them, their home.
100%. Hilton, we'll have to leave it there for today. Otherwise, we could have had this conversation for an hour. But firstly, thank you for availing yourself and being so responsive to some of the questions that our listeners and peers and colleagues do have. And most of all, also reminding us in terms of the strategy of the business, its positioning in the market, and of course, the differentiating factor to some of your peers in the industry. Looking forward to touching base with you again soon, sir.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
Thank you. That is Hilton Kellner, the CEO of Discovery Bank. Unfortunately, we do have to leave it there, but really insightful in terms of understanding just where the bank is positioned. Digital is the strategy. So as you've heard, yes, some of us might be still a bit old school, but essentially this is a bank that allows you to do much of your work at your fingertips. Yes, many other banks also do have a digital offering, but with Discovery, perhaps it's more nuanced as they are one of the latest or newer entrants into the market. And that's been a priority in terms of having this speak into the ecosystem of shared value, which is part of Discovery as a group being its strategy. If you take the bank, of course, insurance, vitality, medical aid, all of that actually speaks to each other in terms of shared value and incentives to do better, to perform better, and see the results from there. Other banks have a slightly different model.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.